All right, y'all, welcome back to the week's peak. My name is Ralph Tronchi. I'm back. Today is a new day. It's a new peak. A new peak indeed. For today, we have a new co-host. We don't have our normal Ezra Molina. Shout out to him. I know he's still listening. He's a very integral, yeah, part to the week's peak. And you know, he did a hell of a job in the last couple months. But now we're on a new chapter in the week's peak, and we have a new co-host we just signed on this morning. So sir, you want to introduce yourself?
Should I introduce myself, or you think they already know me?
Do you want to be stupid, or do you want to not be stupid? That's up to you.
Okay, do you want to stop being mad about the Lakers losing?
Who asked, bro? Was that necessary?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I don't remember asking, though. All right, what's up, guys? My name is Isau. I'll be your new co-host with Ralph. This should be fun, interesting. You may remember me from an episode a couple weeks back.
Ain't nobody remember you, bro. Just stop playing.
Hey, okay, you wanna let me in? You gotta let me introduce.
My fault. Go for it.
I hear cheeks, bro. All right, that's it. We're done. All right.
Good. I didn't want to hear you talk, anyways. Anyway, so you know, today, like I said, you know, it's a new chapter, new place for the week's peak. You know, I think I have to address. What do you call it? The lion in the room? The elephant in the room? What do they call it?
I don't remember.
Something like that.
I'm being honest. I don't remember.
Something like one of those animals. Okay. Y'all know I'm a huge Laker fan. Okay. I love me some Lakers. But they just... They blew first game of the playoffs. But it's okay. Hey, it's okay. Because you know what? We move on from unfortunate events, and things happen in the world. But you know what? It's out of our control. But if it wasn't my control, trust me, man, outcome would have been different. But, you know, we don't talk about that. Anyways, man, Isau, bro, you know, it's going to be a nice few months, man. I'm excited for what's to come, and, yeah, man. You have anything else you want to say before we move on?
I don't know. Well, should I say? I mean, okay, I definitely agree, though. It's unfortunate that the Lakers lost.
It is unfortunate. I'm glad that you
were... I am myself a slight Lakers fan. You know, I don't keep up too much with basketball. Mm-hmm. But it is unfortunate they lost in the first game. But that's why we still have multiple chances.
I like that. You know, just like...
You know, pull it off.
Facts.
You posted it earlier, you know, game six, and it is possible. It can go to game six, or it can go to, like, what, right now, how many games do I have to win? Four, right?
Four games, yes, sir.
It can go to game five.
It could. It's not going to, but, you know, it could. I'd hope so. Save me some stress and white hair, but you know what? Lakers disappoint me every night, so, you know, it is what it is. But, Anyway, you know what, that's like life, though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go out, you do something, you want an outcome, but then, you know what, it doesn't turn out the way you want it to, you know? I know, you know, you've probably had those instances, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See? Many, many times.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, stick through and we get through them.
You just got to push through. When you push through... Everything gets there.
Facts.
Everything gets
facts.
Done. There's facts. No way that, and you can accomplish almost anything. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, on all major podcast platforms, mm-hmm. you can accomplish anything. Don't worry.
It's facts.
You got this.
It's facts. It's facts. No matter, you know. Well, anyway, yeah. You know, I like that. Well, that's good.
I was going to tell you, and I was going to tell people about how me and you were talking about a hole-in-one situation,
yes,
during life.
Yes,
like
yes,
life
situation. Yes, I'm dying to hear your thoughts on that.
I think those are... Let me ask you real quick. Do you think you have ever gotten a hole-in-one situation?
Not to my knowledge. There's been times where I tried, you know what I'm saying? But
you hoped it was the hole in one, like, please.
Facts, facts, facts. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you got to think about, you know, there's wind. there's different obstacles in the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, the sun can be in your eyes.
Facts, facts. Well, I mean, you know, usually I am the light though, so it's not really a big deal for me, you know what I'm saying?
I think I'm the brighter light, but it's okay, don't worry.
Do you smoke today? You might be delusional.
No, I don't smoke at all.
Oh, you don't smoke at all? Okay, my fault.
No, I think you do, though. So I don't know.
Hey, man.
All right, anyway.
Continue. Go for it. Continue.
So, I was thinking about, like, have I had any hole-in-one situations? And, like you, no. I honestly don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, let me give out the top tier, the best hole-in-one situation. I actually told this to Ralph, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you finally meet the person that you're going to get married with, and you're married. You get engaged.
Oh, snap.
You're thinking about buying a house where
snap.
You can raise your child. It can be close to school, not too far from work, and it is in a decent neighborhood. So you tell your real estate agent all your needs. All of a sudden, your real estate agent's like, boom, this one's 5 minutes away from school, 20 minutes away from work, and a very good neighborhood. What do you call that? That's a hole-in-one. You took one swing, and all of a sudden, bam, you have the perfect house.
That's facts. But it's rare, you know? Like, you know, it's not too often that you see a hole-in-one, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
But, you know, for me as a Ralph Tronji, you know, the people know, you know what I'm saying? I always, you know, I'm always on top, you know what I'm saying? But, what's it called? But sometimes, you know, as we mentioned, you know, we got these obstacles in the way. All right. So my question to you, right, you're teeing up right here. You know what I'm saying? You parked the golf cart. You went out, you teed yourself up. You got your club, you know, you're about to use a driver, you know, you're right there.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
All nine.
Yes, sir. You got your half cap. What they call that hats that don't got the top part.
I don't even. Oh, no brim.
No, no, not enough. God damn it.
A Yankee with no brim?
Sure. You got that on, you know what I'm saying? you know, you got the glove in the back pocket, and you swing. Okay. Yeah. But you forgot to calculate the wind, okay? Now, me, I always calculate the wind, because I think that's a very, that's something that you need to prioritize in life, the wind, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you go at a situation, but you don't think things through, you know, you don't, you, so while as you're going, boom, you get slapped at the side of the head by a guy like you, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
Okay, I think you know where I'm getting at here, but you fall, and because here's the thing, once you fall on the ground, right, it's easier to kick a person while he's on the ground, okay, because, you know, they don't got that much control, you know what I'm saying?
Which is why... I see where you're going. Continue.
Right. You know, so you're on the ground. That's it. And then, you know what? More wind's going. It's not like the wind's going to stop after, you know, you failed your shot right there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming and coming and coming. But you're still going to be on the ground. Let's say there's a hurricane, my man, and you're on the ground. Boom, you get hit by a table. You know what I'm saying?
What the
f- you get hit by a table because there's just a table right there, you know, the score. Okay. And then about right there, you know, you think it's over. You know, so you're lying on the floor and that's it. But what you don't know is there's a tornado scheduled for 2 minutes in the future. So there comes a tornado, boom, you're hit, you're dead. You know what I'm saying? Because
what
you didn't,
you,
because
when do we get to dying?
Because you didn't calculate. Okay, now I'm not saying you finna die literally, you know, but you know, death
you failed, is essentially you failed.
Exactly. Right. But you know, most people, okay, I know you. I know you're a big fan of golf. You know what I'm saying? You always be tuning in. I see it on the TV.
I love golf.
Exactly.
Why? Everyone criticizes me because I love golf. I have played golf before, and that is fun, bro.
It's a nice sport. It's a great sport. Right?
Yes.
But anyways, you know, you don't see hole-in-ones often, okay? But you know, you try. Right, you'll get close to the hole, you know, usually when I play, you know, I'm always on the fairway, you know, like I'm probably one of the best golfers in Sacramento, California, you know what I'm saying? But,
okay, buddy.
You know, and eventually though, you get the ball in the hole, and that's the goal. We all get there if you stay motivated. I want your thoughts on that. Where does that motivation come from? When you know, it's easier to get the hole in one, but it's not always going to happen. Where do you get the motivation to continue to try to attempt and get that ball in that hole?
I think the motivation comes on the score. All right, let's say you're like me and you are playing golf. All of a sudden,
I beat you, by the way, just before we move
on.
Oh,
I know. But this is okay, metaphorically, okay. Because you're clearly better than me. Okay, yes. You know, whatever.
I'm better than you in everything, but, though. I just want to get that let's straight.
Say I get ahead of you, right?
Okay.
I just hit a damn birdie on you, okay?
Okay.
And you're about to be on par, which puts me 1 point ahead of you.
Right.
Next hole, we get to the hole, right? You're like, okay, I need him to hit on par or birdie, and you need to hit an albatross, right? The par is 5. All of a sudden, I hit an albatross. Oh, what? What's a hole in two again?
It's a birdie, no?
No, birdie's right before par.
I don't remember. I don't know the terms.
All right, well, whatever. So I hit a hole in three.
Okay.
Essentially. And then, so you're like, oh, I have to hit a hole in two to tie it.
Right.
I think what keeps your motivation, right, in situation to golf is a score. But in life, I think it's the people you surround yourself with and
all
the friends
that you
have. Oh, my
glasses, bro. Oh, my. I like that. I like that. Wow. Because, you know, there was a situation one time, okay? I think this was, boy, I want to say sophomore year, okay?
Ooh.
And I don't know what it was. It was some sort of gathering, okay? And I was there. I don't know how I got there, but I was there. My one homie who used to go to CB, shout out my boy right there. But I ended up in this place, right? And I saw this person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life is great, you know? I'm living life to the fullest at the time. You know, I'm doing good in good old Spanish class because I am fluent. I was fluent at that time. You know,
he's not so fluent now.
I'm fluent. Stop playing. But you know, and life was great. You know, and then I see him. Okay, I make eye contact. You know what I'm saying? You like eye contact, by the way?
I mean, if they make eye contact and smile, I feel like that's better. But if I see eye contact, it's like, okay, they want to talk to me or something.
Okay, but I'm talking about like staring contest type of content. Like,
that's just weird.
I think it's great.
Like staring at you, like without like you having a purpose. Like you just pull up into a party, you turn to the left, and someone is staring into you. And you're saying it. You think that's great?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I see that. I look at them.
Yeah, you look at them.
You good, right? Like you good? Like you good?
Okay, but then
I don't see them, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. He's looking at me. He's yeah. He hasn't stopped staring at me since I walked in. I'm gonna think they have a problem.
No. I think you so negative minded. You know what I'm saying? Come on, they looking at you because okay. For me, in my case, well, never mind. That's gonna turn into something else. Back to my point. Okay, I see the person, right? But I'm around these other people. And these are the people trying to go to, you know, point A, but the other person's at point D, right? But in order to get to part D, right, I need to go through part B and part C. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like there's no direct lanes, okay?
Yes, of course not.
Exactly.
Just like life, there is no one way, no direct way to complete life. There will always be obstacles.
Exactly. Right on point, you know? And, you know, they want to go to part A. And stop there. But I want to go through because I see this other person who has my attention, right? But, you know, as I make my way over, I say, you know what? Screw these guys. I'm going out here to part D, all right? They can chill part A, 8.5, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go out here, okay? But on my way, on the journey, on the Camino, okay, it didn't turn out well because after I reached point B, I lost control of my platform. You know what I'm saying? But because of the people around me. If there was no one around me, I could have just went straight bop bop. You know what I'm saying? So I like that point that you bring up about, you know, the people around us.
Yes.
Wow. I like that. I like that a lot, you know. But
oh yes.
But you know,
checking if I have delivered, I'm sorry.
What a guy, bro. You know what? I might just have to fire you on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Like this is you
Oh
know,
nice.
You know, but, but sometimes, you know, I feel like you can't control that though, you know, like sometimes, sure, you can cut people out of your life all you want, but when it comes to the point where, shoot, I ain't got no more people here. You're like, what then? You know, like what goes on in that scenario? Like,
I mean, you see, I've never been good with these type of things because.
Well, you're not good with anything, so let's just be real.
Okay, really? You want to go there, Mr. I almost failed pre-calculus junior year?
Why you got to do that for? You know what I'm saying? It was a difficult, challenging class.
Okay.
All right, continue, my fault.
Okay, but I've never been good with these situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to tell you, but what I want to know, what did you do?
I'll tell you what I do. Yeah. Whoa, hold on, say that again?
So what did you do to move forward?
To move forward to point D.
Yes.
Nothing. I turned back.
No way.
So now, I look at the situation, and you know what? I say, you know what? I should have kept going because I was already at like point C, and that person was already right there. And who knows? If I went all the way through, you know, who knows where I'd be right now? You know, who knows who I'd be with? Who knows who I'd be surrounding myself with now? You know, but at the same time, though, when you can't reach those destinations, okay, and when you can't find yourself to a point where you're able to allow yourself to continue on that journey, sometimes that might be the most useful situation in your life, in my opinion, because without those experiences, how are you going to grow yourself? How are you going to let yourself thrive into something that you want to become, you know, without those setbacks that happened in the past, you know?
It's not,
So I look at the situation, I say, you know what, now when I see someone, I go, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So, but I don't know.
I think we've all made those mistakes in our lives, right? Where we wish sometimes, I really wish I would have done this.
Nice.
I really wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, you know, you don't know if you'd be doing worse. You don't know if you'd be doing better.
Yeah.
And that's just a risk that sometimes you can't take. But at the same time, life is full of risks. You got to be able to take risk if you want to move forward. Definitely. You got to be able to accept the fact that sometimes you may fail, but that shouldn't bring you down to the point to where you don't keep on trying.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. And that, you know, that hurts too, you know? It's like the truth hurts, obviously, you know? But, you know, looking back at those times and not letting it affect me, but instead of letting it benefit me, I think that's a difficult thing to accomplish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, when you're in that situation, you know, it's, I don't know. The whole thing is just,
I feel like, it's a whole other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about obstacles, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the biggest obstacle for a lot of people and a lot of people listening right now is school online, virtual online learning.
Yes.
This is probably one of the most annoying things in the world. I like to be in the classroom.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to learn. I think you learn a lot better. I think you learn more things and you understand things a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So then let's just talk about, because me and you just started literally yesterday.
Yeah.
And the first day yesterday was probably one of the most annoying days in the whole world.
Yeah.
We had to get up at 7:50, which isn't bad, you know, compared to having to wake up like at 6:30 sometimes. But then to sit here all the way until like 3:45, almost 4.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's not it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. You know, and.
But then on top of it, it's just like, okay, you know what? Let's think about this for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of our teachers, I'm not saying all of them, some of our teachers are teaching from school. And I don't really want to start a debate because if one of our teachers or if one of our fellow students decides to tell one of our teachers my opinions,
I will
be very mad. Please don't. All I'm gonna say is if some of our teachers are already teaching us virtually from school, how come we are not allowed to just go learn? And I understand, right? Oh, we're on the monitoring list, but once we get out we can go back. Then okay, then why are they at school? if we can't even go to the school.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. You know, if you know, and you know, I was there. I was at school a few times last week to pick up some stuff, and there was full staff out there. You know, like, what's the point if they're able to go out? Like, I completely agree with you and feel you on that point, because why is this campus open in the first place if, you know, students aren't able to go and be better in the classroom? Because at the end of the day, I haven't met anyone who said distance learning is the way to go. You know, like, before, for sure, you know, I'm like, you know, online learning, that's dope, you know, learning from
home. Because we were already going to school for a whole year, like, dang near a whole year, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so then, for us to, how should I say, for us to just all of a sudden be like, man, you guys don't have to come to school for a while. Well, I mean, that's fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. Finally, we get a break from going to school. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you know what? Never mind. You're fine.
Yeah.
Just go have fun and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People still aren't listening. We know this. People still aren't listening. People still aren't wearing masks. And the people that aren't wearing masks are the same people that are complaining that they can't go back to school or they can't do it.
That's facts. Facts. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this right now. You know, I absolutely hate masks, you know. I don't want to say that. I'm going to get myself in some trouble. But I wear.
So I see where you're going with that. I understand, right? Like, if I have to wear, absolutely have to wear a mask, right? Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
Right? I want this whole situation to get better.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, like, you know, sometimes it does get hot, but then we got to think about the people working in stores. Like, they all have to wear masks.
Yeah.
Like, whole entire time their shift is on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. For sure. But, you know, it is. Like I said, I don't like the mask, but if it means, you know, I can do somewhat of normal activities, you know, I'm going to wear it. You know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, you know. I've gotten in a lot of trouble, man, over the past couple months with some people. Because the thing with me is, you know, I figured out this quarantine that I share a whole lot of different beliefs and values than other people that I'm close with, and that's, you know, and I mean it is what it is, but now you know, I gotta watch what I say. But I don't know, masks are just masks, you know. But anyways, before we move on though, go through anything else, I do want to stop real quick and get a little sponsorship in this episode. So back to, you know, what I was saying. Well, you know, I'll leave the mask behind, but you know, with school, right? I mean, what are you doing just to get through? Because I feel a lot of people struggling trying to find something that allows them to balance, you know, their happiness and their mental health with all the distance learning going on. So what is something that you've been doing yourself
to be able to keep me through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So it's a good thing though, because I really like one of my teachers.
Mm.
He gives us a 5-minute break during class,
mm,
which is fantastic. He says, you know, go up, get up, get some water, move around, take a break. Mm. We have, I think, like a 15-20 minute break.
Mm-hmm.
Like right after second period, which is good. And what I do in those is I walk around, I get water, I go to the backyard, I go too. Now let's come to lunch, right? During lunch, do I sit? Sometimes I do sit, right? I sit here and I start playing with the boys, you know? With the boys. The boys always come first.
Of course.
Screw school. I'm just playing. I love school. We need it.
Yes, sir.
But other times I'll go out there and I'll just be like, you know, I gotta find something to do. What do I do? I water the grass. I don't know. I water the plants. I water the trees. I feed my animals. I have roosters and stuff and goats. Yes, I feed stuff. I do stuff. I don't always just stay sitting here. I always go around, you know, move a leg, just keep the blood flowing and everything.
I like that. That's big. You gotta always be keeping that blood flowing, you know? I like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
I like that. Because, you know,
What do
see.
you do? Wait, what do you do to
Oh,
keep you
man.
going?
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? I chill. You know, I get up. Like, because I just make sure I'm moving. Okay, I don't. It could vary. Like yesterday, man, I just. Well, yesterday I had to go out, so I couldn't. But
Yeah.
you know, when I can, you know, walk around a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Just a quick question.
I like questions.
Have you been deployed to work yet?
I have not. I have
So
not.
we did so literally today we did nothing.
Yes. Completely nothing.
I mean, because and I guess okay, so let's move away from that. Let's talk about the schedules real quick, right?
Okay.
Because I have so synchronous, asynchronous,
Yes.
asynchronous, then
Yes.
full asynchronous. Now, I think what they try to do here is they try to go with a block schedule, right?
Yes.
And I personally haven't done block schedules since middle school. I'm a senior now. We're seniors. I haven't done block schedules since middle school. I don't remember this. So it's kind of, I mean, it's different because we have to get used to, you know, okay, when do we have the classes and what time? And I guess it's like, okay, it's a good way of taking a break from one piece of homework and another piece of homework. Because I guess that's all, I guess this is why a lot of people like it, because they can do their homework a little bit later and don't have to stress about it in one day like we do. And it splits up the teacher's homework enough to where we can divide it, you know, evenly and make it less stressful.
That's true.
But do you like this new schedule that they have made for virtual online?
Hell no. No.
Oh, nice.
No. You
No
know,
mercy.
no. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? You know, no, nothing to, you know, the staff at our grade school, you know what I'm saying? But, because I
Oh yeah,
know,
no, I love the staff. I love the
right, because
administrators.
they are listening. I hope you realize, you know, we got a nice little audience forming that staff.
Oh yeah.
But I don't like it, man. I don't. I'd rather have things a little bit more linear. You know, I don't want
Yes.
things all, you know, here and here, and then I gotta look at the calendar and the schedule, look at where am I going right now, then I got 2 hours till this, and like I don't like that, you know?
Yeah. And then on top of it, so like tomorrow is our first asynchronous day, right? And I was so confused. Like, wait, so do we start at, do all three classes, you know, like subsequently? No, you don't. If one of your classes is first period, you have to get up early, go to that class. You have about, so for me, this is how mine works, right? So tomorrow we have to do English, art, and math. And I have English first period, I have art third, and I have math fourth. So art and math, okay, that's fine, right? They're subsequent. But I have to wake up early. I'm not complaining. I have to wake up early to go to one class until 9. Then I have to wait a whole hour and 20 minutes just to go to my third period.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. It really is.
I feel like it would be better, like, I know what you mean, like, you know, more linear, but I feel like it would have been better if, like, for all these asynchronous days, they would make it like 3 hours just consecutively instead of split up into each period.
Right,
Because I feel
no, for
like
sure.
hour and 20 minutes, like, you know, I'm not gonna be relaxed. I'm gonna be thinking, oh my God, I have class right now. I have to do all this, and then I have to do that. You know what I
Definitely,
mean?
definitely, definitely. Yeah. No, I mean, like, for me too, you know, because tomorrow I'm chilling. I have 2, 3, and 4, right?
Oh yeah,
But
no,
then
you're fine.
you look at Thursday, 1, 5, 6. I got, what am I gonna supposed to do from 2 and 3? You know, like, I gotta wait all that time, plus lunch, and you know, that's too much, man.
You
Like.
said 1, 5, 6.
Yeah, so I don't
So
have
you're waiting until one,
exactly.
like 5 hours of doing nothing.
Exactly. That's not like I don't know, man. I don't know. 'Cause, and I, you know, I have to be doing something because recently I found that when I'm just screwing around, you know, doing, you know, God knows what.
Oh, nice.
It hey, man. I don't know. It doesn't work. I gotta be engaged and that's
doing
not,
something
exactly.
You gotta know? Keep your mind busy.
Exactly. You know, I already got, you know, these girls out here, you know, playing my mind too much. You know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, I can't be having that, you know?
You're right. Come I on. Like that. I like that.
Come on. But anyways, man, I don't know. The whole freaking coronavirus, man.
I think this really screwed us. Like, it was not, you know, okay, I understand it wasn't intentional or anything. Actually, do we even know if it was intentional? I never kept up with that. I remember how they were saying, like, they purposefully released the coronavirus.
Yeah, you know,
I never kept up with that. I honestly just forgot about it after, like, after we got told that we weren't going back to school. I just gave up.
Yeah, there's still so much still coming out about that, man. People saying different stuff, and I don't know. And then that's again where I got to be careful too, because I have my opinions, you know, but I can't be throwing it out there no more.
The only people I tell my opinions are like my parents.
Yeah,
because I don't know why they don't judge me. And like, if I were to say like all my opinions right here,
yeah,
I'm not racist. I swear.
I think you are. I've seen some evidence, you know. Don't worry about it. As an Asian man, you know what I'm saying? I can.
Wait, but aren't you like super, super mixed though?
Oh, I'm hell yeah. Hell, so yeah. See, what I do every other day, man, I pick a new race when I go out. People ask, oh, I just. Nice.
You're like, oh, what race are you? I'm Italian. The next day, what race are you? Oh, I'm Filipino.
Exactly, bro. Because really, think about it. You might as well, because they're all like, you know, they're pretty evenly mixed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Out of like the 10 or 20, whatever it is, you know? But I don't know.
I mean, when I go out, I don't know why. Like, no one, like, so whenever people see me, right, they think, oh, that guy, he looks. So, I remember, and I'm not trying to be, like, racist or anything. I remember, like, I moved to a new school, fifth grade, right? And the first thing I got asked was, are you Jewish? I have never been so shocked in my life.
Hold on. I'm gonna be real with you. You do give up that Jewish vibe.
I noticed that. Like, I was like, wait, what do Jewish people look like? Like, or like, what race, like, do they look like? And it's like, whoa, like, I really do. But then again, I actually recently talked to you about this.
Yeah.
With my mom.
Yeah. So, shout out to your mom.
Yes, shout out. I love my mom. She literally said, so I am more mixed than I thought. I thought I was like, you know, full pure blood Latin, right? Hispanic.
Right.
No, I am wrong. Apparently, I have a mix of dang near everything in the whole world. Now, let me tell you, right? Let me tell the podcast here something. I am okay. I know I'm surely in just like Mexico indigenous because of my dad and his great grandfather. Then I have Spanish blood in me. Shout out to all my Spaniards out there. And I have French blood in me.
That's crazy.
This is crazy.
I
there's like, okay, like, how do we even get into that conversation?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But whatever. The point is, actually, I don't know what the point of that was. That was just random.
Oh, my God. Bro, I was... Oh, my God, bro. I was ready for everything to come full circle, and I was... Oh, my God, bro. What you got to do that for, bro? Come on.
What do you mean, what I got to do that
for? It's like...
You can't be... People shouldn't be assuming what race you are just because of your looks, right? That's kind of rude to do. Like, what he should have done was he should have came up to me, hey, like, you know, what are you, like, you know, what are you? Instead of straight up going up to me and be like, bam, you know what, are you Jewish?
So what do you say then?
What did I say? I was like, wait, what? Okay, what did you say? He goes, are you Jewish? And again, this is my first day at that new school. I don't like talking to people, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, okay, now I probably do. But like back then, you know, like I was like always quiet. I would sit in my little corner. And then, but I think the only reason why I was sitting with people was because of recess, where I played kickball with some kids, and I kicked the ball, like, far. And they're like, oh, you seem cool, bro. Let's hang out, dude. You know how guys, this is an Elk Grove, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So, I hung out with them, and that wasn't even the only reason why. And I think they saw me hanging out with them because these two, this guy that asked me was like, oh, he's like, are you Jewish? And I was like, what? And I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, again, this is back when I used to always say I'm Mexican, not Hispanic. But I was like, oh, I'm Mexican, dude. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, you don't look Mexican. He was super curious. The funny thing is, he wasn't even in my class. He was in another class.
What a
He
guy,
was in a
bro.
lunch table behind me, and he tapped on my shoulder. He's like, you Jewish? I'm like, yo, dude.
My God, bro. You know, those are the best types of people. The ones that tap on the shoulder, tell me those are not the best types of people in this world.
I mean, a lot of people that I've met that I've tapped on my shoulder have been some of my closest friends.
Exactly, see? Come on now.
Or have led to a lot of things, a lot of
Exactly,
different good relationships, good friendships, you know what I mean?
exactly. I once tapped on the shoulder of an orphan, and we had a nice conversation.
Okay, that went the whole other way that I thought it was
Okay,
going.
I thought it was a nice point. It was.
I don't think you should have went with
I'm
I
sorry.
tapped him on the
I'm
shoulder.
sorry. I'm sorry. I. God damn it. Anyways, man. Hey, now I feel like I have to do something about that. I gotta redeem myself after
Let's move to sports. Yay, everyone loves sports. Let's not talk about what happened tonight. Let's talk about soccer.
Soccer, football, soccer. I love me
Yes,
some
not
soccer.
American football. Soccer has way more viewers, way more fans than American football. I'm sorry, all you football fans.
Hey man, it's facts. We love facts around here, you know what I'm
Yes, this is
saying?
actual facts. You can look it up.
Facts, facts,
But
facts.
let me talk about this. The Champions League final is set. PSG versus Bayern Munich. Now, Ralph, I know you don't really watch
Oh,
soccer.
I'm a big soccer fan. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're a big soccer
I'm
fan.
a big
Okay, do you
soccer
mind
fan.
telling me one player on Bayern Munich?
Of course, if you know what I'm
Don't
saying?
look it up. I hear you
You
typing.
know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes it's, I don't know the player. I'm not a type of guy to look at player, you know what
Okay,
I'm saying?
but based on their names, which one do you think is gonna win?
Oh, I got
PSG.
PSG all day long. Come on,
Oh,
stop
okay.
playing around.
You like Mbappe and Neymar and all that, huh?
Neymar, my boy, you know what I'm saying?
I would agree with you, but me and a buddy of mine by the name of Adrian, we were talking
Pitofin.
about this, like just like very briefly. He asked me, he was like, "Who do you think is gonna win?" And I was like, "PSG." He's like, "I think Bayern." Boom, end of conversation, right? But I thought about it, and I was like, "I don't know, man. Bayern destroyed Barcelona. Sadly, it's a sad day. That
That
was a
was
sad
tough.
day.
That was tough, man.
Destroyed, absolutely destroyed,
That's
man.
tough.
Worse than Par worse than Germany versus Brazil in the 2014 World Cup."
Tough, yeah.
Yeah, you can see potential. Both of them have potential. This is probably going to be one of the best Champions League finals we're going to see.
Is that right?
I love it.
Wow.
Yes, I love it. On
Wow,
top of
wow,
it, yeah, we do, right? Yeah, we do, right? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And then
Facts.
Olympics. That was supposed to be this year.
It was. Then good old Corona, man. Yep.
Corona. So, do we ever know when the Olympics are going
I
to.
think it. Yeah, they gave us a date. I think it's. I don't know if it's next year or something like that. I don't remember.
I want, okay, here's also a big question. Are they gonna go 4 years from next year? Are they gonna go 3 years?
That's. I actually have not heard anything about that. That's actually a good question right there. I may have to look into that, but cause it would be odd, huh? If you
Yeah,
go
it's
another
odd, like
4 years.
all of a sudden, like it's been 4 years, like since I don't know when, 4 years consecutively, every 4 years, Olympics, Olympics. We get to see the man Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, my boy.
I love him.
You know, rumor has it I'm just as fast as him.
But I'm faster than you, so I
You know
guess.
what? Who said? Whoa. Who
We've
said?
raced before.
Whoa,
We've waited
whoa. But
years.
that was, you know, I
I
wasn't.
smoked you.
Did I stretch? No.
You did. You were like,
Did
oh, let me stretch. Let me take everything out of your pockets. I took out only my phone.
I? Okay, no, 'cause here's the thing with me. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Okay. I like to try and get in people's heads, you know? But sometimes it just don't work, you know? It don't work. But
Yeah, and then I just beat you, so
who
well.
said? Okay, but okay. You fine, that's fine. You beat me there, but you ain't beat me in a lot of other things, you know what I'm
Like
saying?
what? Okay, here's one sport that I know I can't beat you, and that's basketball.
Oh, that's facts. I'll take your ankles. That's fine. Okay.
I wanna say take my ankles, but I'd say you beat me. It'd be a close
one. Okay, okay.
I don't know about baseball, because I don't know how the hell we'd 1v1 in baseball.
I'd still smack you either way, you know what I'm saying?
There's no way you'd smack me in baseball.
You know, I was an all-star back in the day.
I'm pretty raw at baseball.
Okay. Not in that.
There's no way.
I'm smacking you.
Get it over the net. I'm sorry.
Whoa. 5'6" Filipino, bro. Calm down.
How do you feel?
Wow, bro. Let's calm down.
Okay, you know, let's move away from this competition. Did you watch the UFC fights this weekend?
You know what? I am not. I watched the boxing fights. I did not watch the UFC fights this weekend. I did not.
Okay, never mind then. I was going to bring up a good point about how the UFC fights were actually really, really entertaining. I never watch UFC. I'm not a big fan of that.
Me neither. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Too but bloody like, for me. This weekend, it was just like, wow, like, that's crazy. It was really, really, okay, all I'm going to say is UFC this weekend was nice. If you're a UFC fan, it was nice this weekend. I like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I didn't get to catch the boxing. How was the boxing?
Oh, man, we had a good old David Benavidez, man. He's a perfection right there, man. But he couldn't get the belt because he didn't make the weight. So it's unfortunate. But
I'm talking about boxing. Mike Tyson.
Bro, they postponed that, right? When is that?
Isn't it soon, right?
No, they postponed it back to November. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yep. I don't know why they did it for. I haven't looked into it. You know, we also have the good old undercard Jake Paul, Nate Robinson.
No one cares about Jake Paul, though. Logan Paul's better.
That's true. I'll agree.
Logan Paul more just because I have respect for him now.
He's changed.
He's definitely changed. I've recently been watching his vlogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's definitely changed.
Yeah.
But there's always one thing that I will always have in my mind, and that is him sneezing 3 times. Before his fight with KSI,
it's a valid excuse though. Think about it.
He sneezed 3 times.
That's a valid
excuse. And from then, I've been sneezing ever since. I never saw him sneeze once during the fight.
Oh my god. Hey, man. It's. Anyways, man. Oh no. But he's not going to step back in the ring, is he? I'd like to see him back in the ring because, you know, in my eyes, he won last fight with KSI if it wasn't for the, you know, deductions and all that.
Oh, and then now Jake Paul's fighting KSI soon, too.
I don't like that fight. I think it's
okay, here's the thing, though, right? Let's see. Jake Paul, I'm going to be honest. Jake Paul demolished Deji.
He did. That's facts.
He did.
Same with Gibb. But Gibb is just, he's something else, man.
All right. 7 times. Like, what? Did you notice that? He was bouncing on the ground.
That's facts.
Like, that's some kind of... Okay, I can see that working against, you know, high punches to the head.
Yeah.
But even on low body punches, you're going to go to the ground. You get hit with the body and you stumble. That's counted as a knockdown.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man.
And then let's compare KSI, right? Let's compare Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Who's the way better boxer?
Honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. We're talking about as of now, like present day.
Yeah,
I'm giving it to Jake.
Present day, you're giving it to Jake
because he's been in the gym more than Logan, you know.
Than Logan, yes, but Logan has also been in the gym with him multiple times.
This is true. I mean, oh, here's the thing, though. Okay. I'm not gonna judge Jake Paul because that last performance I don't consider that a damn match. Okay, that was nothing.
That was nothing. All right. Yeah.
I was expecting this great fight. You know, no headgear, 10-ounce gloves, and all that. Great. But then you know we got Mr. Chicken Man over here looking like he came from your backyard. Swear. And you know, like I don't count that. You know, so I still haven't seen like a recent Jake Paul. So I gotta wait till November.
I still haven't seen a recent KSI either.
That's true, though. That's true. Hey, man. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Because I feel like Nate Robinson is going to be... He's going to be, like, the first athlete that Jake Paul is going to face. So, yeah, I feel like it's going to be the best. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll wait. See what happens there. But you know, I'd be down to see like an early 2021 KSI Jake Paul fight, man.
Absolutely, I'd be ready for that. I'm gonna pay to see it, but I would be ready to see it on YouTube.
Facts.
On illegal websites.
Legal. Yeah. Hey man, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. But anyways, I think we gotta close this thing out, man.
How long has it been? How many minutes have we been recording?
It's been 46 minutes. I said 25 minutes.
You said 25 to 30 because you were mad.
Bro, we went. Bro, when I start talking, I start talking. Like, I can just hold on though, okay? The next few weeks, man, when I have more topics, bro, I'm just saying that these episodes, we might have to do, you know, some part twos up in here.
Oh, yeah, now we're definitely gonna have to do some part twos.
Because I got, you know, I'm a man with a, I got a small head.
Especially if we end up going back to school. Hopefully.
Facts.
We will.
Facts, yeah.
That'll be probably like the biggest thing we'll talk about is the first day going back to school.
Definitely.
Considering, I'm not considering yesterday our first last day of senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Or of high school. Because that's cheeks. I'm not at school, am I?
Right.
The first day we step foot on campus this year, when we do, because we will.
We will, for sure.
I'm considering that my first last day.
I completely agree with you. I'm with you on that, for sure. I think, what do you think about doing some, like, sideline reporting type stuff? Going out interviewing some people there, too, for some episodes.
Well, that'd be great.
I thought about doing that the other day, but I'm like, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. But,
I'm okay. We can do it at school.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then plus if we go back, we'll most likely be on a hybrid schedule, so we'll be talking to people we know.
Exactly. You know,
like, show no mercy, say what you want, but not know exactly what you want. We're not offensive.
Exactly.
Christian podcast,
buddy. Yes sir, you know. And you know, obviously it's another excuse to people to talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everyone wants to talk to me, you know. But, you know, when you come in front of me, you get a little nervous, you know. But it's like, it's okay.
No, I don't get nervous.
You tripping, bro. You tripping.
When have you seen me get nervous?
You tripping. I seen you start sweating, you get red a little bit. And it's like, you know what? I gotta
let you. I get red because I'm laughing so much at how you're walking. I'm just playing, bro.
It's like that, huh? Just wait, man. Just wait next week, man. Just wait. But anyways, yeah, man. It's that's a nice first episode there. I'm excited. Should be fun.
You sound tired. I think you want to go to sleep.
You know what? I've been. Hey, man. Stuff's happened.
You've been working.
Getting that grind, bro. Grind never stops.
The bread doesn't make good self.
You know. Hey, we about to get some new bread soon, though, if you know what I'm saying, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Got in that tranchy game, but anyway.
That's nice.
Anyways. All right, y'all. Hey, appreciate y'all for listening. Another week, another peak. We overcame it. We'll see you next one, same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until then, y'all, adios.